Welcome to Digital Dilemmas, a podcast exploring the ethical responsibilities of using technology in education. I'm Lauren Massey, a primary educator who has taught in both Scotland and internationally, and today I'll be reflecting on the ethical dimensions of digital technology in the classrooms, specifically student privacy, safeguarding, digital citizenship, and equitable access. Drawing on experiences from the Inspire Learning Programme in Scottish Borders Council and now teaching internationally, I'll explore how digital contexts vary and how our responsibilities as educators remain consistent even across borders. Firstly, I'll discuss student privacy. Having taught in Scottish Borders Councils during the rollout of the Inspire Learning Programme, I witnessed firsthand the benefits of one-to-one device access. Tools like Apple Classroom and Shobi create engaging learning opportunities, but they also raise concerns about student data privacy. Polsky notes how education systems are increasingly shaped by commercial platforms that gather and monetize student data. While Inspire Learning aimed to reduce inequality, it also embedded corporate interests into education delivery. In practice, it wasn't always clear how data was stored or shared, or whether families fully understood what they were consenting to. As educators, whether in Scotland or abroad, we have a responsibility to go beyond accepting terms of service. We must ask who owns the data, who profits from it, and how transparent are our systems. In terms of child safeguarding, the shift from digital learning has introduced new safeguarding challenges. Tools that allow video conferencing, instant messaging, or screen sharing can expose students to risks if not used responsibly. According to the UK Safer Internet Centre, schools must ensure children are using safe platforms and have clear reporting routes. In my practice, this means setting boundaries, reviewing platform permissions, and explicitly teaching children how to protect themselves online. Safeguarding must extend to the digital space just as robustly as it does in physical environments. Next up, I'll speak about digital citizenship. Digital literacy isn't just about using technology, it's about using it ethically. The OECD encourages educators to develop students' digital resilience, helping them navigate misinformation, protect their digital identity, and engage respectfully online. In my classroom, I teach it through conversations, co-created agreements for online behaviour, and modelling responsible use. Young people are not just users, they are participants in digital culture. Helping them engage critically is a core part of their education. Equitable access to resources remains a big topic for discussion. Inspire Learning's one device per child model was a step towards equity, but it didn't eliminate all barriers. In my time at SBC, I saw how home access to Wi-Fi, parental support, and digital confidence still shaped how students engage with their devices. UNESCO reminds us that equity isn't about access to technology alone, it's about the ability to use it meaningfully. For me, this means supplementing digital learning with paper alternatives, providing scaffolded tasks for English as additional language learners, and ensuring pupils with additional needs have adapted tools to fully participate. In conclusion, this journey has changed how I define digital literacy. I used to see it as a technical toolkit, but now I view it as an ethical, reflective practice. As an educator, I have a duty to make informed, inclusive decisions about the technologies I use, always with the well-being of my learners in my mind. Digital tools should empower, not exclude, and my role is to help learners thrive in a digital world whilst ensuring their safety, voice, and dignity are never compromised. Thanks for listening to Digital Dilemmas. Until next time, stay reflective, stay inclusive, and keep questioning the role of technology in education.